What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Bill Rossetti back with you guys. It's Thursday, January 24th, at least recording on the 24th. Some of you will hear this on Friday, but whenever you hear it, I always appreciate you guys tuning in all the time here with me, talking Panthers football, a little bit of news to talk about here. So, not even really a semi-emergency edition, but a little bit of news just came out of Carolina, and that, of course, is about Cam Newton, who underwent successful arthroscopic surgery on his right shoulder today, or again, if you're listening on Friday, it would be Thursday, but, that, at least from the time this is recorded, that news just broke a little bit ago. Adam Schefter and a couple others reporting. Successful arthroscopic surgery for Cam Newton. Good to see that he's already gotten it taken care of. You know, being the end of January, the question is now, how long is he going to be out for? You know, I'm obviously not going to. Well, I'm actually Googling it a little bit, and it does say. If you Google it, at least the first thing I'm looking at, it says, although recovery from arthroscopy is often faster than recovery from open surgery, it may still take weeks for your shoulder joint to completely recover. So at least it shouldn't be a completely long recovery, I guess we'll say. Again, you know, I'm certainly no doctor here, but it does seem like. And again, the fact that he did it on January, or, you know, today being the end of January, you obviously have all that time to recover, probably quells the worry a little bit of Newton potentially sitting out. I mean, I could be wrong, but my guess is there's probably less of a chance now that he sits out the entire 2019 season now that he's had the surgery. And he should, you know, I would venture to guess that he should be good to go by week one. You know, I can't really sit here and say right now if he'll be ready for OTAs or even training camp, but I would venture to guess he should be good to go for week one of the season. You know, and possibly training camp, again, depending on how quick the recovery is. But, you know, it is definitely good news. You know, it was nice to see that he did go in and just decide to get the surgery done and not really prolong it. So, it should be an interesting offseason. Now, it should be interesting to see how this team kind of looks at the quarterback position now that they've had the, now that we know he's had the surgery and he should be good to go, you would think. So, you know, do they go out and draft a quarterback? You know, do they look at someone like Tyree Jackson or, you know, some of these other quarterbacks? Or do they kind of stick to the status quo and just roll with Kyle Allen as the backup guy? So it should be interesting as these next couple weeks go by, once we get into free agency and the draft. But again, the big story now with the Panthers, Cam Newton undergoing successful arthroscopic surgery on his right shoulder, the shoulder that bothered him really all season long. I mean, let's face it, they didn't really say anything until about week 15 after that Monday night game against the Saints. And then, of course, they shut him down for the last two games of the regular season. You know, the Panthers are pretty much out of the playoffs by that point already. But I think we can go ahead and kind of guess that shoulder bothered him all season long. And now he's going out and getting himself right, getting himself ready for the 2019 season. So definitely excited about that. I'm sure all you fans out there are happy to see that he's getting himself well. So, you know, we're gonna get down to it, gonna get ready, and should be a fun year, I think, in 2019 now for the Panthers. So that's kind of that news. Also going on, the Senior Bowl just wrapped up their practices. The South team just finished their practice, and it basically marks the end of the practice week for the Senior Bowl. The North had their practice earlier in the day. I believe the teams do have a walkthrough tomorrow, but that's closed to the media. And then, of course, Saturday is the game, and then next stop is the NFL Combine. Like I said, I am starting to plan now and hoping to actually make it to the Scouting Combine this year, which, of course, would be the – and this would be the first time I've ever been there. So if things work out, you know, I would definitely love to go and hopefully try to catch Ron Rivera and Marty Herney if at all possible. But seems like it was another fun week. Again, unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it down there in person, but obviously a lot of guys you're starting to see the names pop up as far as guys that were pretty impressive. In fact, as I'm recording this, I actually have the NFL Network coverage on. They're actually talking to one of the receivers that performed very well all week, and that's Deebo Samuel, someone that I've mocked to the Panthers a couple times now in a couple seven-round mocks. By a bunch of accounts, he had a pretty good week. You know, we talked about Montez Sweat. He had a very good week. Nasir Adderley, like I talked about yesterday with the mock draft. A couple other, you know, definitely a bunch of names, but one position that sounded like it was very up and down among the entire group was the quarterback position. Will Greer, you know, kind of getting back to the quarterback discussion, and not that the Panthers are really going to go after this, but it kind of ties in a little bit. But Will Greer, for example, sounded like he had a very rough week. Daniel Jones was not as spot on as I think a lot of people would have liked him to be. I wonder if that's going to cause him to drop a little bit. There was a lot of buzz heading into this week that Daniel Jones was going to be a first-round pick. Now I'm not so sure if that's going to be the case. But one guy that a lot of people were very impressed with this week was Drew Locke. I would not be surprised if Drew Locke ends up going in the first round. In fact, when I did my first-round mock a couple weeks ago, I had Drew Locke going to the Broncos at number 10, and I feel like I'm probably going to stick with that a little bit, you know, unless I do trades. But right now, I would say, you know, because I'm not so sure on Jones, but I feel comfortable right now saying that at least three quarterbacks are going to go in the first round. Dwayne Haskins, I think, is almost a lock to go in the first round. I think Kyler Murray definitely has a shot to go round one. You know, where in the first round, I don't know, but I would not be surprised if he does go round one, and I think Drew Locke is going to find his way in there as well. Daniel Jones, to me, is a wild card at this point, but I think he would, at this point, I think he would be the only other quarterback that would go in the first round. So I would say at least three, but probably no more than four based on Daniel Jones as far as quarterbacks in the first round. But another player I want to talk about, not one that was in the Senior Bowl, though, but and this is kind of a shout-out to our buddies over at the Draft Network. They actually did a live first-round mock yesterday from Mobile because they had to find – all the media down there had to find something to do with the practice being moved indoors. But they did a first round mock yesterday, and Brad Kelly, a good friend of mine, who's excellent at evaluating wide receivers. I mean, if you want to find someone to learn about the wide receiver position and how to evaluate them and whatnot, and just how to watch them, you got to follow Brad Kelly, because he is exceptional. He's someone that when he talks about wide receivers, I listen. He's just that good. And, you know, he's great with all the positions, but it really fits here too, because it is a wide receiver. He's actually the one that made the pick for the Carolina Panthers in this mock at number 16, and he gave the Panthers Kelvin Harmon, the wide receiver out of North Carolina State. Now, I know I saw a couple people on Twitter reacting to that pick, and their feathers were ruffled a little bit, which I can understand, because, you know, I don't know if the Panthers are going to go wide receiver in the first round 2 years in a row, but I can also see the fit. You know, I don't think I would necessarily be opposed to Kelvin Harmon at the spot, because I think he would step right in at X in place of Devin Funchess. I mean, I think we can almost write off Devin Funchess with the Panthers. He is a free agent, and I have a hard time believing that he's going to be re-signed. I mean, let's remember, he saw his snap count decrease significantly over the last couple of weeks of the season, leading up to, of course, being a healthy scratch or healthy inactive week 17. So I really don't think Funchess is going to be back. But you put in a guy like Harmon, you've got to find, I think you've got a fine replacement there. You'll have him, you'd have DJ Moore, you have Curtis Samuel. I think you'd have a nice trio there with the way DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel improved as the season wore on, and you add someone like Harmon in there. I definitely think that would be a nice trio. So I wouldn't be opposed. I definitely would not be opposed to seeing them take a wide receiver in the first round this year. That being said, there's, you know, definitely other positions that they certainly need to consider. I know there's people that really want to see them go after Nasir Adderley. I talked yesterday when I discussed my mock draft that I also considered Jalen Ferguson. And ironically, I found something on Twitter that said that Jalen Ferguson was meeting with the Steelers, and Ferguson said he feels he's a better fit in a 3-4. Well, we just talked about how the Panthers are considering a switch to the 3-4, so, you know, there's a possible connection right there, especially with, and I think you're starting to get to the point, you know, especially with O-line, especially with D-line, maybe not so much O-line, but definitely D-line, I think you're going to see a run on that position early in the draft. So, you know, I wonder if the Panthers, if they do consider D-line or D-end, whatever, if they would have to jump on that position at 16. Because, you know, if, in fact, something I didn't mention, excuse me, you know, when I was doing this mock yesterday, and I did take Adderley and passed on Ferguson, you get to the second round pick. Now, obviously, this is based on Matt Miller's big board, so a lot of things can change, but took Adderley in round one. Turns out Jonathan Abram, the safety out of Mississippi State, actually was still on the board by the time I was back on the clock for round two. So, you know, it will he be on the board at that spot? I don't know. You know, he is battling an injury right now. That's why he's not playing at the Senior Bowl. So whether that'll cause him to fall or how far he'll fall, you know, remains to be seen. But, you know, I think it also kind of shows that, you know, it is possible that maybe they don't have to jump on Adderley if they feel that there are other safeties in, say, rounds two or three that they can grab. But, you know, and I get the whole you passed on Justin Reed, you passed on you passed on Jesse Bates in round one. He obviously wasn't there in round two. He was sniped, what was it, the pick right before, I think, because I think it was Cincinnati and then Carolina there in round two when the Bengals took Jesse Bates. But, you know, you still passed on him in round one. So, you know, that I understand too that side and why a lot of people are now going to push for a safety in round one. You know, and then you know, you talk about offensive line. You know, not a lot of people really, you know, didn't really see anything yet with offensive line, but or at least in terms of like recent mocks that I've seen. You know, obviously in particular the Draft Network one, but you know, if you are looking at offensive linemen in round one, if he happens to fall. Jonah Williams obviously is a pick, and you know, I know this is probably a conversation we've already had in the past. It just kind of ended up rolling into it, but you know, Jonah Williams, round one. I've heard Cody Ford is starting to get a lot of love. In fact, going back to that mock draft that the Draft Network did, Cody Ford was actually a top 10 pick. I think they mocked him 6th overall to the New York Giants. I believe that was Trevor Sikkema that made that pick. So he's a guy that's starting to get a lot of love. Jonah Williams, I believe, ended up 9th to the Buffalo Bills. John Ledyard made that pick. But you've got those guys. You know, obviously you can wait. I think that's a position where, you know, maybe if those top guys aren't there, you know, maybe you wait for and get someone like Garrett Bradbury in round two, and I'll, you know, let's touch on him a bit too, because you're starting to see the prospect tracker, like for example over at DraftWire, they were starting to compile some of the prospects that have met with certain teams, and I did a little bit of a profile on a couple of them. Based on who's met with the Panthers. So, you know, the first couple I did were Eric McCoy, the offensive center out of Texas A&M, and then Juan Thornhill, the free safety out of Virginia. And then I had heard somewhere that they met with Garrett Bradbury. Bradbury is an excellent offensive lineman from what I've seen and heard. You know, he actually played tight end and defensive end in high school, but then redshirted as a freshman and then dealt with injury in the spring ball and then at the beginning of the 2016 season. So, you know, he had to deal with that and he ended up kicking inside to offensive guard. But very athletic, very strong, you know, looks like he's really good in both the run game and the pass game. So, you know, you would probably have to spend a round two pick on him, but I think he's definitely somebody that the Panthers, it would definitely be worth considering. You know, you can plug him right in at center to replace Ryan Khalil, and, you know, you've got yourself a solid interior offensive line again. So, Bradbury's a guy that I think I'm going to start to warm up to as a potential Panthers pick. Eric McCoy, he was another solid center there for A&M. Has played a couple games at guard, but a lot of his time was at center, and pretty much played every game. He also redshirted his freshman year, but then he started pretty much every game, or actually I think every game. I don't think he missed a start after redshirting his freshman year. And then Juan Thornhill sounds like he's an interesting prospect. You know, it seems like people really like his athletic ability, but I've seen concerns with his range and his coverage ability. So, you know, seems like he's maybe more of a, you know, you have to wonder if he's better kind of in the box, or if you're just worried that he's, you know, just not as good as someone you're hoping for. You know, he's probably going to be a late round pick. But again, you know, take just one thing real quick too. You've also got to take these prospect meetings with a grain of salt. You know, obviously NFL teams want to keep their interest very, very close to the chest, because they obviously don't want to tip their hand. So some of these players that they meet with, it may just be kind of their due diligence. It could just be, you know, they're meeting with a player that they're not necessarily interested in, but just because of the position, they're meeting with the player. But the fact that a couple of their early prospects, you know, we've only talked about three players, two of them are centers, and I mean, I think it's pretty obvious center is definitely a position of need. So, you know, it's obviously hard to say what exactly their interest is, but I think it is pretty telling that two of their early, or at least two of the three that we know of for sure, at least two of the three that we're talking about, are at the offensive center position. But again, you know, Garrett Bradbury, I think, would definitely look good in Carolina blue. Again, I think he's someone you can probably take in round two. So, you know, maybe you wait on offensive line if you feel Bradbury's going to be there. So maybe you go with a safety, or maybe you go with defensive end, or maybe you go receiver. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of ways I think now the Panthers can go. If they feel they can get one of these interior linemen in the second or third round, someone like Bradbury or someone like Michael Dieter, you know, or whoever the case may be. So, and obviously there's a lot of time to kind of dissect all this, a lot of time to really figure out their strategy. And like I said yesterday, free agency obviously is going to dictate a lot of this, but there's definitely no question. I think you at least have to address some of these positions in the draft as well. You definitely got to get younger, especially at the interior position, or at least you know you're looking for improvement on the interior offensive line. But like I said, as far as who they've met with so far, Garrett Bradbury would be I definitely think would be a huge asset to this Panthers offensive line. So with that, I think we'll wrap things up here. Like I said at the top of the show, always love the support. Always appreciate you guys tuning in. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter @Bill_Rossetti. Follow me, follow me on Twitter. Follow the show on Google, Apple, you know, however you listen to your podcast, whatever the case may be. And of course, if you have a smart speaker, you can tell your smart speaker to play podcast and whatever podcast you want to listen to. That'll wrap it up for this week. We got a good four shows in. It's a pretty solid week, I think. So I want you guys to enjoy your weekend. Have fun. Do whatever it is you want to. Enjoy the Pro Bowl if you're going to watch that. Enjoy the Senior Bowl game on Saturday if you watch that. And we'll be back next week to talk some more Panthers and probably talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. So, again, have a good weekend, guys, and we'll see you next time right here on LOP. Until then, take care, my friends.